Alec Baldwin, bury Trump in a Nazi graveyard and put a swastika on his grave. By Joshua Klein on November 16, 2020. In a grim tweet on Sunday night, far-left actor Alec Baldwin called for President Donald Trump to be buried in a Nazi graveyard with a swastika placed on his grave. Repeating a common radical left-wing theme of associating President Trump and his administration with the Nazis and their regime, the celebrity activist took to Twitter to describe his idea of a fitting burial for the president. Bury Trump in a Nazi graveyard and put a swastika on his grave. Baldwin tweeted from his Ilaria and Alec Baldwin Foundation account, which has over 1 million followers. The majority of Americans made the right choice. Trump is a maniac. Baldwin's tweet prompted cruel and violent responses from his fanbase. Bury him right now, replied one Twitter user. Better put him in a concrete crypt as well so his followers can't dig him up and claim he rose from the grave and form a new religion around him, wrote another. No. He does not deserve a burial. Dump him in an unmarked grave or better yet in a crematorium, tweeted yet another user. Another called to expand the list of those who deserved similar treatment. Wouldn't it be better to also put a swastika on the grave of the owner of Fox News for allowing Trump, via Fox News, during so many years to spit his poisonous, hateful, spiteful, divisive, indecent language on the American people, thus brainwashing and deceiving half of them? Wrote one Twitter user. Baldwin is noted for his late-night TV role-playing and mocking the president. Baldwin was tapped by Saturday Night Live to play Trump during the season premiere of the 42nd season in a cold open mocking the first presidential debate in October 2016 and continued playing him throughout his term in office, appearing in dozens of episodes. Baldwin's recent tweet was not the first in which he had made such divisive statements. In early September, Baldwin referred to the president as a fascist whore who he called to remove from our lives. Baldwin's criticism didn't stop with the president. In August, Baldwin smeared the everyday Americans who appeared and spoke at the Republican National Convention, claiming they were all high on drugs prior to launching personal attacks against them. In addition to declaring that anyone voting for President Trump in this year's election a sufferer of mental illness. Despite Twitter's policy of banning posts and shutting down accounts for promoting violence and defamation, Twitter has yet to reprimand Baldwin or remove his posts. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.